This is Amber Ray
and Rusty Tanton,
and you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show focused on all things Atlanta and sometimes elsewhere. This is Amber and Rusty, and we are sitting at Starbucks where we often sit, and we are here with...
My name is Julie Elgar.
And she has an awesome blog about The Office, which we first saw on 11 Alive, even though they didn't really do much coverage of it at all.
I was really hoping for a picture.
But then I looked it up, because they didn't even give the URL. But then I looked it up, and I read all the archives that night. I was like, this is so awesome. I love that you started that blog.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what was your motivation? Like, what made you decide to actually start a blog about The Office?
Well, the firm that I work for, the firm of Ford & Harrison, which is a law firm here in Atlanta and throughout the country, and we were looking at doing a legal blog, but we wanted to take a fresh and new approach to it rather than a lot of the legal blogs that are out there. So we had been talking about it, and we were talking with our PR firm, and we are just kind of brainstorming and came up with this idea, and they'd asked me to write it. And through brainstorming with our publisher, Emily Smith, and with Hellerman Barrett, who's our PR firm, we came up with the idea of The Office, and we came up with the idea of putting it not on our firm website, but on our publisher's website. But I have to say, I got the name, and the motivation value was my idea.
Now, the basic premise of it, if you could explain it for people, you take all the things that happen on The Office, and you sort of break down how much it would actually cost a company in real life in litigation.
That's exactly what I do. I try to focus in on one particular incident, because there are many times way too many for me to do them all at one time. And the way I come up with the number is really just based on my experiences. But I consider everything, how much it's going to cost to have your lawyer look at it, how much it's going to cost that you might actually have to pay out, how much a company would have to pay in just general fees and expenses associated with litigation.
What's the most expensive payout that you recall on there?
I had one that was well over $1 million.
What actually happened?
I can't remember what it was, though.
If I can remember correctly, that one was the one that I did on sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah. I think Pam could have so many sexual harassment cases. It seems like every episode there's some kind of little inappropriate comment thrown her way,
I haven't seen anything truly, just with the exception of one thing that's come Pam's way, but you're right. The cumulative total of all of them.
Well, like Michael says, I'm going to show you how to take off a woman's bra. We'll practice on Pam. Just stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My kind of thought with some of how the writing on The Office has gone is that the scenarios at the beginning of the third season started to get really absurd. I looked at when they were sort of merging the offices and when they tried to have the big guy, Tony, stand on the table. I mean, that wouldn't really happen. I mean, have you had any observations about things that are just so outlandish that you couldn't even put a number on it?
There are things that are completely outlandish, but I think what makes the show so fun is that there is an actual kernel of truth in every single thing that they do. Mm-hmm. So while it's outlandish and probably exaggerated, I think that it's not so far removed from things that happen in the real world.
Do you have a favorite episode of The Office?
Diversity Day.
Diversity Day's
that
pretty
was
solid.
The first one, wasn't it?
It was one of the first ones I ever saw.
Yeah.
And that's actually how we came up with the idea of the litigation value.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard I almost fell out of my chair, and my husband leaned over to me and he's like, that happened in real life. How many zeros would they have to add to the settlement check? And I was like, oh, lots of them.
It doesn't really end.
Yeah, that was a great episode. And I think it's just awesome that you actually started this blog, because I can't even count the number of times we've been watching and been saying, how many lawsuits would they have had by this point,
At least once every episode.
Oh, definitely.
Were there any episodes that come to mind where there wasn't something that was lawsuit worthy?
I do. I had one that, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Phyllis's wedding, where I just put a litigation value of zero for an employment litigator. I mean, there might have been other issues, but it wasn't a whole lot of employment law issues in that one.
Yeah.
It was just somebody's wedding. He was a jerk, but that's not illegal.
He was an incredible jerk. We'd actually just watched that one on DVD.
Yeah, we bought the season 3 DVDs, so we're watching all those.
And although, I had to amend, I had a post that said being a jerk isn't illegal, but I had to amend that because there's some state, I think it's, I can't remember which one it is, that is actually considering legislation to make it illegal to be a, for your boss to be a jerk.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see if that goes through.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be kind of a nightmare to try to wade through court on, well, was he a jerk?
I mean, that's not my legal opinion for jerk, by the way. That's kind of my summary of it, but yeah, for unfair practice.
Well, for people who want to check it out, what's the URL of the blog?
It is www.hrheroblogs.com.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.